Thirsty Thursday on 1460 KXNO continues as we go north to Whiskey River in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. And now, here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom.
Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Of course, Brent Bloom, once again, is not here.
Why is his name in the intro and mine's not?
I don't know. You're the one who told AD to make the intro, probably.
Yeah, because here's why. I'm a team player, and I wanted to put my teammates first.
And you put your teammates first and just didn't even include yourself.
Yeah, well, I didn't because I'm like, well, I'm going to let these guys do, and Bloom doesn't ever show up. He's never here.
Yeah. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
Is, what, 3 weeks in a row that he's not here?
I mean, how many weeks has he been here would be the better question. Like two the whole season?
Exactly. I mean, I think.
Man alive.
I just don't know. Like, how many classes do you have to miss before you get forced to drop the class? I think Bloom's, like, pushing that point right now. He's pushing the envelope a little bit.
Well, he and I won't be here next week.
So, Bloom.
Because women's basketball is an exhibition that you'll hear right here on KXNO.
Against who?
Southwest Baptist?
Okay.
You'll hear that pregame at 6:30.
I'm sure that'll be a real
bummer. So tomorrow, next week's show will be shorter, just so you know.
Oh, nice. I'm glad. Thanks for letting me know.
Letting you know right now.
The Thursday show is where I learn about everything.
Technically, I could be on. I could still be on, just on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, this is basically our staff meeting where you come in and let me know about everything.
Let's just peel the layers back of what it's like being on the Cyclone Fanatic staff right now.
Okay.
Dude. Like, we can just have this talk.
Let's
here.
Do it. Yeah, let's go.
We don't see each other.
No.
We communicate via message and Slack.
Yeah, and if we see each other, it's either on Tuesdays at the press conferences, which both of us are working, so then we don't really talk to each other.
Correct.
Here. And then we end up talking on the phone like once in the week. And then that phone call that is, should be like 2 minute conversation turns into a 20 minute one where we end up talking about stocks and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much how it goes. But the amount of text messages sent throughout the week would blow the minds of most people.
Well,
Slack is the most unbelievable invention.
It is.
I mean, it's great for me.
And it just. It fuels our productivity while also, I think, greatly at times hurting our productivity.
I just shut it off when you guys are annoying me.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't really pay attention to it that often.
Well, now that we got Adam Gray out of there, it's a lot easier.
Well, yeah, that's true. Adam called me today.
Why?
He wanted me to go, like, get some basketballs or something. I don't know. I told him I couldn't do it.
Like, signed balls?
Yeah, I think.
We're in the media. We're not part of, we're not. Booster club here.
You know, it's a friend calling a friend asking for a favor, and I was like,
he knows not to call me.
I was like, yeah, man, I don't think I can do that. And he's like, all right, well, that's okay.
Speaking of basketballs and whatnot, we will be having our Cyclone Fanatic tip off party a week from Friday here at Whiskey River. This will be very fun. We've never had a Friday party. And the special guests will be here, and I think they may be bringing families and stuff like that. So it'll be really cool here at Whiskey River a week from Friday. We're putting 6 as the start time. Get here as early as you can. Get yourself a good seat. We'll be previewing the upcoming Iowa State basketball season. Our special guests will be folks who you want to mingle with, take pictures with. And they're a really good group of individuals. So we look forward to that.
Do our special guests not like me and Rob, and that's why? Is that really the reason? And you're sending us to Lawrence? That's like the reason that you moved the day? You can be honest with me.
Man, now I love our parties. I'd rather go cover the game.
Yeah.
If you'd rather switch.
Well, no. I'm good. You can handle the party. Like,
this is my life now. Like, you guys get to all go do the journalism, and I'm bumming around.
Man, and you get to go to the drunk fest that will be the game watch on Saturday.
Because I have to do radio.
Oh, true.
Yeah, we're having a Wide Right and Natty Light Cyclone Fanatic game watch.
Man, I know how those go, too.
This one's downtown, down at Buzzard Billy's for that game. And then we'll be here for Whiskey River on the 17th for Iowa State, Texas, that Longhorn Network game that everybody's all pissy about.
We know they get Longhorn Network here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I believe so, because it's on DirecTV.
We better ask.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. Yeah, you get 200 people showing up here in Cardinal and Gold.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, we're all watching it on a laptop.
Yeah, anyways. No, so Saturday's a big game, though.
Yeah, it is a big game.
I don't like – this is weird, and this will come back to bite me, watch. I was super nervous going into West Virginia. I'm not as nervous with this one. Well, and I say only nervous in the sense of you know what's on the line. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's a lot on the line here, the same amount as that one. It's just I thought Iowa State needed that game to prove itself.
Yeah.
I think they've proven themselves to be much more of a team than they had prior to that. That was where I was at. Because the way you might say I get nervous, I want it to be an interesting season.
Yeah.
One, because I want Iowa State to do well. Two, it's good for business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have an interesting rest of the season. That West Virginia game proved that.
Here's my thing, man. Like I get what you're saying about being nervous. I'm not that nervous either. But you want to know why I think it is? It's because I just think Iowa State's a better team than Texas Tech is.
Too.
I think that's flat out what it is. I look at this Texas Tech team. Their defense is statistically good, but they've played four Big 12 games. Two of them are against the worst offenses in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas and TCU,
mm-hmm.
which are far and away the worst offenses in the league.
Yep.
So in any other game where they played against a team that had a pulse, Ole Miss put up 40 points on them. Houston put up 40 points on them. West Virginia put up 40 points on them. The teams that they played that are any good have all put up big points on that defense. I see Iowa State's offense coming out playing well again. Brock Purdy has another good game. I wouldn't be surprised to see David Montgomery go over 150 yards again. And then that defense against a true freshman quarterback? Man, I'm not worried about that at all.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really disagree with anything you say there. I do think they're better defensively. I think that you may have disrespected their defense a smidge. They're not really better physical football players. They're just better assignment sound than you're used to seeing with a
That's
tech
fair.
Team.
But I think Iowa State's played better defenses.
Totally agree. Is it wrong for me to need to see more out of Brock Purdy before I'm completely... Now, I'm bought in on him being a long-term dude. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
The way that they play is similar to how Iowa State plays it. Iowa State has better players on defense. But they're going to trick him up and drop eight and do a bunch of weird stuff. I don't want to see, you know, how Brock had the mishap against West Virginia.
Yeah.
I think it might be easier to do that against Texas Tech, which brings me to my next point, and this is where I think Iowa State wins the football game, is with David Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness. So after you and Timmy left my house last week, I went back and watched the West Virginia game for the fourth time. And the beauty... did you listen to my interview with Campbell this week?
Yeah.
The beauty of the two tight end motion and getting those guys involved in the run game. Oh, my. I mean, it was eggplant emoji watching some of those offensive sets.
You had Cammie's eggplant toy from her kitchen out.
Massive eggplant emoji watching some of those offensive sets. And that's where I'm excited about Saturday.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy's going to be on the Channel 13 News, his parents, you know, tonight. They went all the way down there. I'd encourage you guys to watch that. Justin Cerency, I'm sure, did a great job with that. I'm looking forward to it. And he's changed the way Iowa State's playing offense because of his ability to run.
Yeah.
But don't look past the line getting better. Don't look past the skill of those tight ends. We'll see Chase Allen on Saturday. I think Iowa State has a massive day on the ground. Call my shot. In a tease, I'm right there with you, teasing the lock segment for tomorrow at 4:30 on 1460 KXNO, where I'm 25-10 against the spread on the season and 21-3 in the last 6 weeks. Cheers to that, my friends, here on 1460 KXNO.
Man, leave it to Murph and his crew to say, oh, the freshmen aren't available at Iowa State.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll just go to Arizona and see his parents. Yeah, yeah. We'll just go right over your guys' heads and go talk to his mom and dad. It sounds about like something Murph would do.
Knowing Murph, my guess is that they probably went through the right circles.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Yeah. But I'm kidding.
But I still, you know what? And I love it. I love the fact that there's a local TV station willing to do that. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
It is interesting. People ask me about Brock Purdy. I don't know. I've never talked to him. I don't know what to tell you guys. I know what Matt Campbell tells me, and I know what he says, and I know what the coach is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his personality. That's why I thought the little graphic they put out last week was so fascinating. Oh, he likes Tim Tebow. Heard that in the broadcast. It's probably why he wears number 15. Did you put that together?
No, I didn't.
If you have a freshman quarterback, do you want him to love any other quarterback than Tim Tebow?
Man, I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and they were talking about Tim Tebow being in a bar when he was a freshman at Florida. He's maybe. I'm just saying, Tim Tebow might have been might not be as clean as you think, Chris.
What, like, what's the problem with him being in a bar?
I mean,
does that mean he doesn't love Jesus? Does that mean he had relations?
It could. I don't know. I'm just
saying, like, how does that change anybody's opinion?
You're the one who took it that deep like that.
I love Tebow.
Praise Jesus.
Just saying, like, oh my God, a guy went into a bar. Does that mean, like, we're in bars? Does that mean that we're bad people? There are a few.
Sometimes I wonder.
I love Tebow, and I will defend Tebow to my death.
Okay. Fair enough. I regret ever saying anything about
Tebow is right there with Hoiberg in my mind.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
But the greater point is, though, in all seriousness, if you have a young quarterback, like my daughter's 3.5, okay? If she – I don't necessarily want her to, like, idolize an athlete because – I went to her fall party today, and she's the worst athlete in her class. Okay? But the point is, if she was going to, I'd want her to idolize Tim Tebow.
Maybe she'll idolize Brock Purdy.
Well, Brock's got some proving to do.
Yeah.
If she was going to say, like, oh, I'm going to read a book, like a biography of an athlete, I would want it to be Tebow. Tebow would be the number one choice for me. Yes! Thank you, Eric.
How would you feel if she wanted to idolize Michael Jordan?
I wouldn't be crazy about it.
That's fair. You idolized Michael Jordan.
I know,
Jordan,
and look at me.
Okay.
I'm a gambling addict. I'm just kidding.
Your friend is.
You know what I mean, though? Like, if you have a young – like, if Iowa State puts out a graphic and it says Brock Purdy's favorite athlete is Johnny Manziel, I'm like, oh, boy. Here we go. It's Tebow.
Yeah.
Team first.
Man, I can't wait for when Brock's a senior and he comes in to give a speech, you know, as emotional as Tim did back in the
day. I hope so.
And they have to put a plaque up by his statue.
What about these Kirk Cousins speeches? Have you been seeing these?
No.
Man alive. Go back and watch these. He's quoting, like, Dan Gable. Just going nuts getting the Vikings fired up the last few weeks. That's been the difference in the team.
Is it? I'm sure that's exactly what it is. It's Kirk's inspirational speeches. I was going to make a comment earlier. Tim, we need to take his DVR away from him or something if he's watching this game 4 times. That's just too much, man. It's too much.
All right, you want Tim Mullen's mic on?
Yeah, turn
Tim
it Mullen's, on.
Tim Mullen, Nebraska Footage, Martin Clive's here.
Why am I not surprised to hear that's what you did after we left?
Yeah, well, yeah, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, not at all.
Because the other games were over, like, and I didn't want to watch the Lakers. So what else am I going to do but watch that for the 4th time?
Yeah, the Lakers weren't not worth watching that night. So, by the way, thank you for the beginning here. Just as entertaining as your, drawing a parallel to the Middle East conflict last week.
That was great.
Hard hitting.
And it made sense.
It did. It played. But
this
is
why Bloom needs to be here.
Yeah, we wouldn't have this conversation if Bloom was here. It'd be all on the up and up. It'd be all,
We'd be breaking down business.
Like, yeah. We'd actually be talking about Cyclones.
What's really going to get interesting are these women's basketball broadcasts.
Yeah.
Because Bloom's, we have a little different broadcasting style. No, I'll be more buttoned up on those.
Yeah, you'll have to be.
But looking forward to that, actually.
It'll be fun.
Really looking forward to that.
They're going to be a good team.
They're going to be a lot of fun to watch. I can't wait. They are Connor. I almost called him Croaks.
Oh, yeah.
Connor had a really nice piece today about help being on the way for Bridget.
Yeah, from Alexa yeah. Middleton and yeah. Ashley Johns.
And then shout out to Jacqueline, too, for her wrestling coverage. This week we had the media day for Iowa State Wrestling. And, boy, and Tim Fall was wrestling closer than anybody here.
Love it.
You keep your in check. They've got like 25 freshmen on the team this year, but man, there's some talent.
Different way of coming. So on last week, we got ready to leave. Dresser was here with Metcalf and St. John.
Yeah, we
turned the corner. They were
guys.
Standing there after
cool.
Doing some work, but that program is absolutely headed in the right direction.
You know way more about this than we do, and I'm starting to learn more and more by the week. I'm actually really interested, and I'll probably take some of my personal time and just not go up and cover it, but watch them this year. I can't wait. Top 20?
Yeah.
That's what resonates with fans.
Well, like, there's a big stretch. I mean, there's tiers. There's Penn State, and everyone's chasing Penn State right now. And shortly behind Penn State, you had Ohio State right behind them, and then you've got Iowa, Oklahoma State, Virginia Tech's coming in there. But once you get, I mean, the top 5 to 10 in college wrestling is pretty much on a yearly basis. I mean, you got some outside programs, but there's a real void and a real vacuum to be filled by Iowa State building that program back up. And a top 10, top 20, I truly believe that with the talent they're starting to bring in. And, I mean, give it a year or two and you're going to see top 15, top 10. It's just going to keep climbing up there until they climb back into that tier with the rest of the national powerhouses.
I was just going to say, top 20 should not even be like the – shouldn't top like 5-10 be the expectation for
wrestling.
Iowa State?
I mean, honestly, I'm
just being realistic in year two. I think you got to give
them absolutely.
Yeah.
But top 20, like when you talk college top 20 or football top 25, those are the big deals. I mean, really, college wrestling narrows down to that top 5 to 10. When you're in a top 10 program, you got a lot of good things going. So.
And they didn't, like, did they even win a duel 2 years ago?
Or
that
one won? Not 2 years ago.
I don't know.
They were winless.
Yeah, I think so.
So then last year they went 10-8 or 8-10.
Yeah.
Which is significant improvement.
Yeah.
So if you can get ranked again.
Yeah. But they just have there's three extremely great wrestling minds in that wrestling room right now that if you want to, I mean, just young kids coming out of high school, they're ready to be sponges and soak up knowledge. Not many three better guys to be doing that from. So.
All right. You guys ready to make some picks?
Yes.
We will do that when we come back. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO. For the second straight year, Whiskey River, located in Ankeny's Prairie Trail District, is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show for the Iowa State athletic season. Whether it's a Saturday night out with the bros or lunch with the family, Whiskey River and Ankeny's great food, drinks, and friendly service makes it the perfect spot for any occasion. Whiskey River's wall-to-wall TVs make it the perfect place to watch football, baseball, and every sport in between. Plus, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff to talk Cyclone sports on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
The fall sales event is going on now at the GM Certified Leader, Carl Chevrolet. Right now, we have over 250 five-star platinum quality GM certified vehicles to choose from. The selection has never been better. And just announced, having trouble finding the quality pre-owned vehicle you are looking for? No problem. Let your dealer for life find it for you. We will locate, inspect, sell, and deliver your vehicle to you. No more endless searching to find what you want. We'll do all the hard work. Stop in today and get the process started and experience the number one GM certified dealer in the nation difference. Integrity, trust, satisfaction, and confidence. Visit CarlChevrolet.com to view our complete inventory and pricing. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Dr. Peter Buck, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For the past 25 years, I've had the privilege of providing care to Cyclone Nation varsity athletes on the sidelines and courtside. The physicians of Iowa State McFarland Sports Medicine are the official team physicians for ISU athletes. My colleagues, Dr. Greenwald, Dr. Warmy, and I specialize in orthopedic care for athletes of all ages and levels. Need a sports injury evaluation? Find out more at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com or call 515-239-4475.
Guys, it's Chris Williams. We're in the heart of football season now, and I got to tell you, I feel a lot better than I did a year ago, and I owe a lot of that to Dr. Kruger at the Ames Eye Clinic. Also, their Des Moines location is, they're called Des Moines Eye Care in Des Moines. Same guys, really great eye doctors. I never thought that I had eye problems. I don't really have problems seen or anything like that, but I was suffering from chronic headaches. I mean, it was nonstop. I always had a headache. And I think a lot of it was because I stared at a screen all day. Dr. Kruger took a look at my eyes, took him about a half hour, and he knew exactly what was wrong. Prescribed me some glasses that now I use while I'm on my computer, while I'm working for you guys at Cyclone Fanatic all day. And man, has it made a difference. I'm even sleeping better. I challenge you, if you have a problem like this, any sort of eye problem, to contact our friends at Des Moines Eye Care and the Ames Eye Clinic. You can check out DesMoinesEyeCare.com or AmesEyeClinic.com. I would encourage you to do this and tell them that we sent you. Tell them thank you for supporting what we're doing here at Cyclone Fanatic.
This year, it's our year. The year we win it all. This is the year the flag flies. For wins, for big games, for titles. This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team.
These colors mean everything.
And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, and more. Shop 3719 Southwest 9th Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33 and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
To the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. It sounds like it.
It is.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, it is. It's Rascal Flatts.
Well, you know old his school. Favorite don't band you? Is Rascal Flatts, don't you?
Tim Tebow.
Shut up.
Are you serious?
Shut up.
Looked it up.
That's the most Tebow thing ever.
Now, that's research right there, baby.
God, Eric, I love you already,
well
brother.
Done, sir.
That's
Tebow
phenomenal.
Likes douche country.
I was just going to say, how did
Purdy
that guy...
Purdy doesn't. Purdy likes George Strait.
How did that guy with that voice have the career he has in country music?
Dude, I think, the yeah. Rascal Flatts guy?
Yeah.
Why? Like a bad career?
He's no, they're nice amazing voice. Career.
It's his hair.
It is. It's that Guy Fury kind of hair.
There was a guy in my high school, looked his hair looked just like that. It was so funny. Tell Jared about that later.
Yeah.
Tim, what's going on at Nebraska Furniture Mart?
Well, guys, it's a pleasure to be out here another week with you. And you know what? I'm glad Bloom's not here. Things have been going well without him.
Yeah.
So if I could, you know.
This, isn't it unbelievable that his name is still in the intro?
I said last week
with
it should
his attendance.
I should be, you know, Jared and I. But, I mean, you should be in there, too. You've been here way more than him.
Yeah, you know.
Jared, thanks for asking.
I'm a team guy, Tim.
You are. Lots of great things going on at Nebraska Furniture right now. We've had a great financing offers going on. You know, Sony, Samsung, LG TVs, if you need that. 36 months deferred financing on over 1,000. What do you got, buddy?
And that's the key.
Yeah.
The financing deal. You guys, nobody does it better than you guys with the financing.
Yeah,
absolutely nobody in any line is better at financing than Nebraska Furniture Mart.
I think it's a strong competitive advantage for us. I mean, to me personally, our size of our stores and all our locations, you know, in Texas and Kansas City and in Omaha and our store here, our buying power makes our pricing out of this world. And then when you put on top of that the best pricing in town with financing offers, that really is the reason to come and see us. And we have, you know, it's getting closer to bull season, so those TV offers right there are a great opportunity. Samsung appliances is about as hot as you could imagine right now. 36 months deferred financing on over.
They're doing all right. I read a piece about that, believe it or not, about
sure.
It was one of my stock things that I was reading about Samsung's just development in that world. And it kind of used to be junk, and they put so much time and money into it. It's really good stuff now.
Absolutely. So for the longest time, Samsung was the electronics brand, and they're still, you know, world-class electronics. And so, you know, those and LG and some of those TV brands that really got into the appliance business heavily, it took them a while to get their feet wet and kind of understand the business, where they kind of came in as an electronics company but realized, hey, it's a little bit different world. Yeah. They've really cut their teeth, and they've done a great job, and they're building just some of the coolest product. I mean, people are just very excited. New lines, new looks, very trendy feel to it. I just had a customer this morning that was looking at one of our end caps where it has the double washer, double dryer. So it's a front-load washer and dryer, and on top of that has a smaller unit for each one. So you're really getting four units in two.
Oh, nice.
And the customer was just, he's like, this looks like a new car. It's, the design is so cool. And you know, that's what those folks have out there to offer. So, and if you're interested in that, great financing on top of it right now. So,
Do y'all have the Samsung refrigerator with the screen on it?
Absolutely.
You don't need that, Jared.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm not saying for me. If anybody wanted to give me a Christmas gift or anything, like I'd throw my current fridge.
You're
out
joking
the door.
About that, but those deals are too. You talk about, like, they've gotten so much better.
Absolutely.
It reminds me of, we talk about this often, how expensive the TVs used to be compared to what they are now, and how much better they are. And I feel like in the last 3 or 4 years, like those, like, smart refrigerators.
You're getting so much more for your money now
in
the refrigeration lines. I mean, to me, the you know, it used to just be the size was all, you know, that mattered. But there really are some technological advances coming along from, I mean, there's refrigerators out there that you can look on your phone on a camera and see what's in your fridge. You can talk to the TV and say, hey, what was my grocery list? While you're at the store, I forgot what I needed. Lots of great advantages out there. Samsung's one of the forefronts of that technology and doing a lot of great things. So, but, yeah, anything you need, appliances, electronics, flooring, cabinetry, countertops, come on in and see us. And, again, still, you know, lots of great opportunities to get some great deals out there heading into the holiday season.
All right, let's buckle down.
All right.
I beat you guys last week.
By what?
Felt good.
By what?
Had a 4-2 week. Locks are, I'm on, like, a historic streak with the locks at 4:30 on Fridays. Charterhouse Real Estate, Nick Meyer. I went 4-2 last week, brought my record. I'm 500 now. Okay. Do you remember how I started?
I was
like 3-16 at one point.
Dreadful.
It was horrible. Dreadful. I'm back to 22-22. I'm feeling good. Okay. You are in the lead after a 3-3 week at 24-22.
Thank you.
Bloom is down in the cellar at 20-26 after a 3-3 week.
That's what happens when you're not here for like 6 weeks in a row.
Here's God's honest truth. I have not had time to look. I sent you the picks this morning. I have not gone over them. I'm going off the top of my head tonight.
You got them in front of you, or am I?
No,
going?
You're.
I'm leading.
MC Tim Mullen, Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive.
Here we go. Plenty of years of practice. All right, first game. What we have here is Iowa at Penn State. Penn State by 6.5. Weather is a factor, they're saying here.
I hate the hook. I hate the hook, but the way Iowa plays, I will take the points greatly. I could see this, even in an Iowa loss, being a 3 or a 6-point game. take the points with that defensive line.
Yeah, especially the forecast this morning on WHO was driving rain 90%. Driving rain. And I'm with you. I think that takes Trace McSorley out of it a little bit. And, you know, 6.5, I think this
is a field goal.
Maybe
take a look at the under.
It'd be an interesting call there. It would be an interesting call, but 6.5 on the road. I will also take Iowa with that defense. This might surprise you. Bloom, he likes Penn State here.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Bloom hates the Hawks more than anybody
else. I'm telling you. I've looked his picks over there. We're going to go a few different here, but there we go. So 2-1 versus each other. Second game, we have Purdue hot off the big upset over Ohio State at Michigan State. 1.5-point favorite is Michigan State. Bloom here, he's riding with the hot hand, and he's taking Blau and Purdue.
Really?
Yeah, taking Blau and Purdue here.
You know what? I think I will, too.
Yeah?
I don't know, man. I don't think Michigan State's that good. Every time I've tuned into them, I'm never impressed.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Even going back to, like, the first game of the year.
I get
that. They almost lost to Utah State at home, which that's a nice team. Don't get me wrong. Luke Wells,
yeah.
Friend of the program, offensive coordinator out there. But I think Purdue is, man, I don't know. They are the hot hand. They didn't just beat Ohio State. They kicked their ass.
Yeah.
I'll roll with them. I don't like this. I hate taking the road team. I'm going to do it, though.
Purdue will have the best football player on the field. I will say that with Rondale Moore. The kid is the real deal.
He is scary good. You know, I think it's one of those things where Purdue coming off that emotional high, you have the team coming off the emotional high that might be a little bit more full of themselves than they should be, and Michigan State just having been embarrassed by Big Brother. You know, I believe and be wary of the, you know, scared dog in the corner, and I like Michigan State to bounce back here as a favorite at home. I'll take Michigan State.
Yeah, I don't. In full disclosure, I don't have a good read on that game. That's a tough one for me.
Well, and remember, you know, the parallel game with Iowa and Ohio State. Remember what happened after Iowa had that game?
Yes.
Yeah, they went and got shelled right after that. So I could be wrong, but I'll take Michigan State at home. Third game, we head out west to the Pac-12. And we got Washington State, the Cougs, off of their drubbing of Oregon, playing Stanford at Stanford. Stanford by 3.
What's Bloom go? What's Bloom doing?
Bloom believes in Mr. Shaw and the Stanford Cardinal and takes them at home.
Boy, they looked good last Thursday. They looked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went against Leach last week, and he jumped up and bit me.
Yeah, I did too.
But yeah, I'll ride with Stanford.
Yeah, to me, the thing about Stanford is I think they look good last week, but I think, you know, you can go back and watch their season, and they're high and low, they're high and low, they're high and low. I don't see consistency there. The one consistency I do see is Washington State's passing offense, and barring any bad weather, I think they have a field day at Stanford. I'll take Washington State here by 2 touchdowns.
Wow, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I would rather miss that and have Leach win.
Did you see his comment? I just saw it on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's epic.
I love that stuff.
I love it when he guys, go check it out on Twitter. Leach killing the college football playoff and the committee and everything. Just a real quick update too on Fox Sports 1 tonight. West Virginia Baylor going at it 7-0. West Virginia with an early lead, but they're getting ready to score again. So a little Big 12 on a Thursday night.
Oh, he was out of bounds there. Can't get the ball.
All right, game four,
guys. Here we go. Biggest spread of our picks here. We got Boomer Sooners at home with a 24.5, as we got it, 24.5-point favorites over Kansas State.
My God.
Yeah, I'll go here first. I'm going to take Kansas State here. I'm going to take the road dog at 24.5. I mean, the deal is this, is I know Oklahoma's, you know, they're amazing, but 24.5 is a stretch. I know this is a deep game to stick my foot into, but I'm going to ride with Kansas State here.
I actually think this is a pretty easy play to take Kansas State here. I mean, I don't know how much you read into what they did against Oklahoma State a couple weeks ago. I'm not going to overreact to that. But I do know that Bill Snyder notoriously takes the air out of the football. And we've seen that Oklahoma can indeed struggle against that type of a team, like we saw with Army. Clearly very different than Kansas State, but I think Snyder's smart enough to watch that and just really suck the air out of this thing. So I feel pretty good about taking 24.5 points.
All right. Bloomer is Sooners all the way. Yep. Bloomer Sooners.
Bloom is totally just completely jumped off of the Snyder-mobile.
Yeah, oh, he is.
He's done.
Well, the Vampire's done him wrong for a number of years.
The Vampire's done us all wrong, Tim.
A number of years. Fifth game we have. I think this to me looks like one of the funnest games of the week to watch, regardless of who does what here. But we have Texas at Oklahoma State down in Stillwater, with Texas being a road favorite at 3.5 over Oklahoma State.
Texas, baby.
I love Texas. I'm with you all
day
long.
I like Texas a lot here.
This is
a scary line.
It is. It is. It's the Bloom Hook.
Yeah. This is one of those lines that makes you go, hmm.
Yeah. I think Texas has got a strong supreme confidence right now. Bloomer might shock you. He has Oklahoma State.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think Texas is the best team in the league all around. Yeah. Now, Ellinger's the key, though.
And he is. Yeah. He's there and he's healthy this week.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're telling us.
Yeah, I know.
If he's 100%, they're really good. If he's not, it changes everything they do on offense. It's a lot like what you saw with Purdy coming into Iowa State.
Yeah.
You added that running with Ellinger, they're a lot better than if not.
Last game, sixth game, the home game here. We have Texas Tech at Iowa State. Iowa State 3.5.
I love Iowa State here.
I do too.
Absolutely love them.
Yeah, we're actually all in agreement here. It's a pretty easy slam dunk. Texas Tech is, I know they're 5-2, but I mean, you saw Kingsbury on TV himself. He was not excited to come up and play. And I think Iowa State's reeling right now, and they have a ton of confidence. So we're all three on board with Iowa State here with the pick. So it looks, I'll tell you what, this could be separation week. Either you and I are jumping way ahead of Bloom.
Well, I hope so.
Or he's back in the game.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting weekend of college football, that's for sure. Get on over to Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on right now. Great financing offers.
Thing again about the financing deal is just, my God, like, there's so many people trying to rip you off on interest. Like, buy it at the right time with you guys and let, you know, pay it off as you go.
Yeah, I mean, our standard financing right now is 24 months on all purchases for $4.99 and more. That's on anything in the store, so.
You get 2 years, people.
Yeah.
Make a budget and you can pay it off.
Use our money.
Yep. Use their money.
Yep. We'd love to have you out. Come see us.
He's Tim Mullen. Appreciate it every week.
Always.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio when we come back here at Whiskey River on 1460 KXNO.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Hi, this is Dr. Thomas Greenwald, board-certified orthopedic sports medicine physician. For over 25 years, I've taken care of ISU athletes and am an official team physician of Iowa State athletes. I'm a proud supporter of Cyclone Nation. As an orthopedic surgeon, I specialize in musculoskeletal care for athletes of all ages, from high school to collegiate athletes to adult weekend warriors. Trust McFarland Orthopedic Sports Medicine and my colleagues Dr. Buck and Dr. Warmy and I for extraordinary sports injury care and rehabilitation. Visit us on the web at McFarlandSportsMedicine.com. Go Cyclones.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning. He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now, that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny, is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
The fall sales event is going on now at Iowa's only dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet. Just announced, we have big fall savings on many new Chevrolets. All month long, take advantage of up to 20% off total value savings on select new Chevrolet models. Plus, with the largest inventory and selection of new Chevrolets in Iowa, over 2,100, the selection has never been better to choose from. If you're even thinking about a new vehicle, it's the best time of the year to save big at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet, or find details and pricing online 24 hours a day at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This is Iowa Diamond President Chuck Kuba. After 20 years of serving engagement and wedding couples, I can't help but reflect back on the thousands of wonderful folks we've helped and ask myself, how can we be so lucky? Is it our incredible ring selection or the quiet private atmosphere? Then came the epiphany. Out of all the people in the world, we make you feel like you are the most important people in the world. Because at that moment, to all of us at Iowa Diamond, you are. Visit us at iowadiamond.com or in person anytime. You'll see what I mean.
This year, it's our year.
No. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. Heartland Flag.
Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Jared Stansberry and Chris Williams out here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Got some good football on. Celtics Thunder set to tip off here in about 15 minutes. Deonte Burton, he's played in two games in a row. Did you know that?
I did not. I saw the highlights the other night of him with that thunderous dunk.
Yeah. What's new, right?
That's great. Is Nader playing at all?
I can look. I have Basketball Reference pulled up right now.
I don't think he is. I saw like it did not play.
He is. He doesn't have a number on the roster, so I'm going to guess that he's not on Basketball
Reference. It's interesting, too, because you thought like a year ago you would think of all these guys that he would be the most NBA successful one, and he's not turning out to.
Man, and the thing is, like, when they signed Deonte, I just had a feeling based on the way he played in the summer league, and then what we saw from him in the preseason, I was like, man, it's going to be hard for them to not justify keeping this guy with the big team, I think, because he's just looked too good in the time that they've gotten him on the court. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, and he's versatile. He's unique. There's a lot of, especially with that roster, with Russ, he just seems like a really nice fit.
Yeah.
Especially if you could start point forwarding him a little bit, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, I know that they have Schroeder and stuff, but, like, I think that there's definitely some interesting aspects to that. Interesting guy is Doc Greenwald from up there at the McFarland Clinic. Hey, Doc, how are you tonight? Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show.
Oh, thanks. We're doing well up here. I can't believe you're already talking NBA. I mean, come on. It's October.
Well, I mean, come on, Doc. We're 45 minutes in. We've talked football the whole time. Cut us some slack.
Okay, but, you know, wake me up in June when it gets playoff time. We can start watching the NBA, okay?
Doc, I see you at Hilton Coliseum all the time, okay? Honest question.
College. Yeah.
But are you interested in watching, like, George and Naz and Deontay and those type of guys? Because I was just saying in the last segment, it's taken over my life. On random Tuesday nights, I'm watching the Nuggets and the Kings. Like, it's killing my time at home, but I love watching these guys.
You know, exactly. Those guys are a blast, and it is really fun to watch them. But let's just take them out of the picture. Are you going to watch the NBA in October?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
No, but I do think that league is picking up a lot of steam.
Yeah.
I'm more interested in it than I ever have been. But, man, it certainly helps when Fred's with the Bulls. And you got five Iowa State guys playing around the league. It makes me a lot more interested, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's super fun.
Doc Greenwald.
Let's talk open week.
Yeah, well, let's talk some football. Absolutely. I really like Iowa State on Saturday, Coach. What kind of shape is the team in? Everybody, after a bye week, man, that's the best time to play a big game, right?
Well, that's the thing. Open week, bye week, whatever you want to call it, it's the medical staff, you know, Dr. Murray and Buck and I, and then Coberly and all his athletic training guys, we love this week, okay, because everyone's got healthy. You're back to the beginning of the season where everyone feels good, the bumps and the bruises, and, you know, we've had some guys banked up, had some guys out, and it's they're all back. And so we're full go for Saturday.
That's great. Is this like you guys are always busy, but is the bye week busier for you guys? Just nursing guys maybe who have been playing but dealing with a nagging injury? Or how would you describe the bye week from your standpoint working on these guys?
No, it's not actually busier because we either have the operative guys and so we're taking care of those folks and they're rehabbing, or you've got the banged up guys. So the banged up guys are really in the training room and they're the ones getting healthy. They're the ones you're going to see back on Saturday full go, and I think Cyclone fans will be really excited to see them back. But for us, nope. Our work's done in the OR and then taking care of them that way.
Yeah, well, hopefully you guys are not busy here throughout the remainder of the season. It's been a they, knock on wood, haven't had too many serious injuries here during the last couple of a year and a half or so. Doc, we appreciate you. Love your guys and your support of us here at Cyclone Fanatic. And hopefully I'll see you on Saturday down on the sidelines. All right, pal?
Well, we'll see you Saturday. We'll be, storming another field, although this game won't be worthy of a field storming. But trouble with Bulls B, right? You know, we want to control the fans.
What a joke that fine was. I don't know if you can say it, but I can. What a joke.
You know what? It just takes the fun out of it. Like, these are young kids, and no one, I didn't see anyone getting any West Virginia players safe. They got off the field fine. It was Dana kind of sour face.
Yeah, Dana ran his mouth. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. All right, Doc. We'll see you Saturday, pal.
Saturday.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks
again, Doc Greenwald from up there at the McFarland Clinic. Awesome guys. Even better doctors. Well, wait. I mean, they're better people than they are doctors, but they're really good doctors. Because I don't want to say that they're not great people, because they are that too, right, Jared?
Yeah, they are.
Just trying to say it right.
I went and spent some time with them. Great
dudes.
Just they love to talk football.
They do.
Apparently, Doc Greenwald doesn't love to talk to the NBA, though.
Yeah, Doc Greenwald, not an NBA fan. Apparently, we learned that here tonight on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. Eric, we'll go ahead and just can that third break since we're so late, just so you know, buddy. Jared, I'm all in on the NBA right now. I can't even lie to you.
I know you are. I was getting text messages from you last night.
I mean, my gosh.
You're texting me, like, updates, play-by-play updates of one of the worst basketball teams in the world right now.
Hoiberg coaches them.
I know.
Hey, listen, I know that you're young. Don't you be talking down on Fred Hoiberg.
I'm not talking down on Fred.
This is...
What I'm talking down on is that Fred's players are bad.
All right. Just clarifying that.
Yep, never once would I criticize the coaching of Fred Hoiberg.
Hey,
I'm criticizing the people that put his roster together.
Hey, Eric, it's your first night producing. We're learning on the job. And this is brand new. We're working this in. We've never done this before. From now on, anytime Tebow is brought up or Hoiberg, I would like the Angels theme. Okay?
You got it.
Thanks, buddy. Hoiberg's team... finally got its first win of the season last night, and I was about ready to have a damn heart attack. Jeez, look behind you. Look what we just found out. Bobby Portis is now out 4 to 6 weeks.
Man, I said last night, get me a contract.
So the Bulls,
they're not going to have any bodies left.
Hoiberg is down. Markkanen, who is his best player.
Yes.
Bobby Portis now, and Chris Dunn. That's three starters. Hoiberg cannot catch a break.
Man, I'm going to regret what I put together to finish the show, because he would have been brought up in a lot.
Who, Hoiberg?
I hope you know that you're going to be busy, Eric. Sorry. Welcome to the show. All right, you want to do something fun for a few minutes?
Yeah, let's do it. We got 8 minutes.
I know you got mad at me for the Cyclone Jeopardy that we did, because there's too many old questions with football. You just
It was a joke.
So I did one with – I know it was a joke. Thank you. Oh, I thought you were – okay, never
mind. I said your Jeopardy was a joke.
Okay, but I put together basketball questions for you.
Okay.
These ones should be considerably easier, because I tried to make sure that they were all, outside of one, were right in your wheelhouse of years. I really
– The Hoiberg era?
Yeah, the Hoiberg era and the years before. The two coaches before that.
Morgan and McDermott.
Correct. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I got 10 questions. Let's We're not going to get through them all. But all right, first one. Iowa State has had 34 players reach 1,000 points in their career. Who is the most recent Cyclone to reach the milestone?
To reach 1,000?
Yeah.
In his career? Was it Monte Morris?
It was not.
Right?
Nope.
George?
No. Would those two guys have reached it before George?
Well.
His ice in his veins.
Oh, the Iceman.
It was Iceman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, those guys all played together, though. So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying. But I was thinking seasons.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no, like in their career.
Yeah.
Not in a season.
No.
That would be unbelievable.
Not in a season. I was thinking, like, what season did they do it? So that's why.
17.
I went to that team. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so it was Matt Thomas.
Iceman got in.
All right.
Yep.
Who was the first Cyclone to rocket their way to 1,000 points 60 years earlier than Matt Thomas?
60 years earlier.
Think about one of the words in there.
To rocket. Oh, the rolling rocket.
There you go. Gary Thompson. There you go. Hooray! There have been four freshman All-Americans in Iowa State basketball history. Three of them are Marcus Fizer, Curtis Stinson, and Wes Johnson. Do you know who was the fourth?
Freshman All-American?
Yes.
Give me the ones who they were.
Fizer, Stinson, and Wes Johnson.
Yeah, I was going to guess Stinson. So it had to be George Niang.
Nope.
No?
It's more closer to Stinson years.
Oh, okay. Say them again. Who do we have?
Fizer, Stinson, and Wes Johnson.
No. Brackens? He wasn't. That team was terrible.
It was Jake Sullivan.
Really?
Yes.
I would have never gotten that right.
I was looking for things that it was like, that's, you know, you wouldn't even think of.
Yeah, I would never have gotten that right. I knew he was good, but I didn't think he was All-American. Wow.
Since 2000, five Iowa State players have been named the Big 12 Newcomer of the Year, including a stretch in which four or including a stretch with 4 and 5 years. Can you name the five?
Okay, can you give me the year it started?
2000. That was the first one, 2000.
Yeah, I'm not. That's too far back for me, but I
it's
can give you
the
other.
It's an easy one, though. It's easy.
Pfizer?
No.
Tinsley?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, Tinsley.
That's the only reason I included it, because I knew that it would
okay,
be.
Okay, yeah. So you had DeAndre Kane.
Yes.
You had Deontay Burton.
Correct.
You had...
They got three in a row.
Yeah, I know. You had... Shoot.
I'll give you the years.
Yeah, give me the years.
You don't have 12 and 13.
12 and 13. Royce White.
Yep.
And, Will Clyburn.
Correct.
Awesome.
There you go. All right. Johnny Orr, Fred Hoiberg, Larry Eustachy, and Steve Prohm make up the list of Iowa State's top four coaches in wins over AP top 25 teams. Do you know who is fifth on the list with 9 wins over AP top 25 teams?
Say it again. Who's on there?
Orr, Hoiberg, Eustachy, and Prohm. Eric, are you sleeping?
Is it, well, Morgan beat a bunch of top 25 teams.
That's who it is. It's Wayne Morgan.
Because he, Morgan would always get, he would always lose to, like, Barry Collier in Nebraska.
Morgan went 48-10 in his career at Hilton Coliseum.
Yeah, and because that pace, that those teams were fun, man.
Yeah,
they were a lot of fun to watch.
All right, two teams in Iowa State basketball history have featured 3 1,000-point scorers. I'm not going to make you name the years of these teams. You could get one of them, but can you put together the six names?
Please repeat the question.
Two teams in Iowa State basketball history have featured 3 1,000-point scorers. I'm not going to make you name the years. I'll give you the era. One was in the 90s and one was recent. But can you put the six names together?
Well, the recent one was George, Monte.
Nope. They had two, George and Monte. So you've got one of the other of it right.
Matt Thomas.
Yep. Who would have been the last one with those two guys?
Naz.
Yes. So there's three.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
half.
Okay.
And then the other one was in the 90s.
Fred.
Yep.
Warren Meyer.
Yep.
Julius Meekly.
Correct.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
That was well played.
Thank you.
Okay. When Iowa State,
I didn't think I'd get that.
When Iowa State beat UConn 77-64 on March 15th, 2012,
yep.
It was the program's first NCAA tournament win since 2005.
Yep.
Who was the Cyclones' leading scorer in that game?
In the 2005 game?
The 2012 game.
Oh, Royce had that thunderous dunk. I don't know if he was the leading scorer. Royce, do you remember that dunk he had?
Yeah.
Just to start the game, and it got everybody all fired up.
He had 20 points. That's who, for what it is, what it's worth. The lead
I don't think Royce
points.
Led them in scoring.
He didn't. It wasn't Royce.
Was it Melvin Edgem?
Nope.
Chris Allen.
That's correct.
Yes.
Hooray! All right, there's one more that I thought was interesting, but I don't think we'll have time for it. So there have only been three players in Iowa State basketball history that have had more than six games in which they recorded 10 or more assists in a season. Monte Morris and Jeff Hornacek. Like, in 10 seconds, do you think you can think of the third one?
At Iowa State?
Yeah.
The question again?
10 or more assists, 6 times in a season. 6 or more times in a season.
Will Clyburn.
No.
Is no,
Mick
no,
Wilder
no.
Bab?
Wow, really?
Mick
no, I didn't
Bab,
even
yes.
mean Will Clyburn. I was going to say,
yeah.
What's his name? He was Mr. Irrelevant. Will Blaylock.
There you go.
Yeah, Will Blaylock.
Thanks, Chris. Talk
Thank
to you guys
you.
Again next week. We'll talk to Tim Mullen next week, too. Thanks to Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive for being the presenting sponsor of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. You're listening to Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO, an iHeartRadio station, KKDM HD2, KXNO Des Moines.